This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Cheers when the first two hostages were released by Hamas today. Then three more later, the BBC's Sebastian Usher is in Jerusalem.
Two parts of Gaza, the first one in Rafah and then the one in Al-Nusayrat, where these three hostages, all in their 20s, all were taken at the Nova Music Festival, were released. I mean, they were dressed in what seemed to be kind of green camouflage type clothes. I'm not quite sure what message that was meant to send, but it was quite an elaborate ceremony, I think probably the most that we've seen so far in all these hostage handovers, perhaps because it's the last public one for the living hostages in this first phase.
A sixth hostage is also expected to be freed today. Big shakeups at the Pentagon. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General C.Q. Brown, is now out of his job, along with two other senior military leaders. The chairman was the second black general to serve in the role, and his support for diversity and equity in the ranks had been criticized by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The president is nominating retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane to be the next chairman.
President Trump says he may take control of the U.S. Postal Service. He's considering putting it under the Commerce Department.
It'll be a form of a merger, but it'll remain the Postal Service.
USPS is authorized by the Constitution. It was created by an act of Congress, so it's unlikely that Trump would be able to privatize the agency without congressional approval. Our Linda Kenyon reports the Associated Press has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over freedom of speech.
The lawsuit comes after the White House began restricting access to Associated Press journalists. It cites what it calls an unconstitutional effort by the White House to control speech after the AP did not change its style book to say Gulf of America instead of the globally used name Gulf of Mexico. President Trump changed the name to Gulf of America by executive order. In the lawsuit, AP says, quote, the press and all the people of the United States have the right to choose their own words and not be retaliated against by the government.
The NAACP Image Awards are tonight. They celebrate the achievements of trailblazing entertainers, athletes, and writers of color, recognizing their impact on culture and beyond. Former Vice President Harris will be honored with the Chairman's Award tonight, and the Wayans family will be inducted into the NAACP Awards Hall of Fame. The program starts at 8. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, a little breezy, highs near 27. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 15. Mostly cloudy, mid-30s for Sunday. Some snow or freezing rain Sunday night with lows around 29. And a touch warmer on Monday, partly sunny, 42. Currently, 13 degrees.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Bob Dozak kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. I'm Tim Howell, the polka guy. We just heard the popcorn polka from Bob Dozak. Hi, everybody, and we're so happy to have you along with us this morning. Don't forget, they're going to rebroadcast this again on Sunday at 1 p.m. after the news. And if there's a ball game, they will, take precedence over my program. But just the same, we're out there spinning the tunes. Spinning tunes, we have an album here that I just received. And it's an older one, obviously. And it's the Imperials of Toledo, Play Your Favorites. And we have a tune here called the Money Money Polka. And this is from the Imperials. We'll be right back.
you're blue. Think of me when you're far away, 'cause I'll be thinking of you. You said that you were leaving, you wouldn't be gone for long. With each new day, I hope and pray that you'll come traveling home. So think of me when you're lonely, think of me when you're blue, think of me when you're far away, 'cause I'll be thinking of you. God meant me for only you, and he meant you for me. So think of me when you're lonely, think of me when you're blue, think of me when you're far away, 'cause I'll be thinking of you.
Toledo Polka Motion, Think of Me When You're Lonely. And that's here on WFHR. Glad you could join us. We have more music on the way here with the Casey Hommel Orchestra and his Polka Stars. Yes, and we're going to play the Stop and Go Polka. Chuck Thio and the Jolly Ramblers, and the Four Beers Polka. With that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with some more tunes. Nancy Seibert and her orchestra doing Not Supposed to, and another tune from Casey Hommel and the Red Beer Polka will be coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
If you've thought about contributing to a Roth IRA, but you made too much money during your working years, you can have a second chance through a Roth conversion. As you may know, a Roth IRA provides tax-free withdrawals, provided you've had the account at least 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half. A Roth's income limits may have kept you from contributing. However, you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth. It's not hard to do. But there's a catch. You'll have to pay taxes on the pre-tax dollars you convert. See your tax advisor before making a conversion. If it's appropriate for your situation, you may find that owning a Roth IRA can benefit you and your family for years. This is Clay Kanoki with Edward Jones in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-421-0958.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party here on WFHR with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. We do have Nancy Seibert's orchestra up next, and they're going to perform for us You're Not Supposed to. You're Not Supposed to Polka? No, that's not true. You're just not supposed to eat fatty foods and stuff like that. So give a listen.
Safe in every way. You'll never hear. You're not supposed to.
1977, Casey Hommel and the Red Beer Polka, or Pivo, Pivo, right? Yeah. All right. Up next, more tunes.
Song and polka all night long.
Fritz's Polka Band here on WFHR with the All Night Long Polka. All right, continuing here, we're going to call on Chuck Thiel and his Jolly Rambler. He's going to do a little waltz time for us right now, and it's the Saturday Night Waltz.
Thank you.
Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers with a rough start on that one. The Snow Waltz. Got time for one more tune before we take a break. We've got the Polish Kid on the turntable right now. And it is the Polish Kid Polka.
When I was young and just a lad, I was good, mostly bad. Played around, had some fun. Here's a song of what I done. I dropped Kiszka in my gatki, spilled czarnina on my portki, poured the piwo on my shirt and tie. Made a mess of my suit coat, put holes in my shoes and socks, got some bubble gum stuck in my locks. Put the sand in sister's ear, peppered up my pappy's beer, every child needs time for being wild. Relatives would bother me, asking what I'd like to be, I told them great and famous, wait and see. I was just like other tykes who rode around on trikes and bikes, except that I have Polish ancestry. Polish blood flows deep inside me, that's the difference within me. Now's the time to sing this melody. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bardzo lubię, co ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bardzo lubię, co ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. Tried some schnapps, it made me sick. Thought that I could even lick off all the frosting on a chocolate cake. Tied the dog's tail up in knots, played outside with cooking pots, and threw my toys in all the neighbors' lots. I would go to celebrate at weddings, and I always ate the Polish food and listened to the band. Sat on stage to feel the beat, pitched ice cubes at people's feet, the music, food, and booze all were so grand. I was raised in Polish style, the polka tunes would make me smile, music was for me from an early age. I wish to carry on the Polish ways and traditions. I've grown to learn and love my heritage. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it. Praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it. Bardzo lubię, co ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it. Praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it. Bardzo lubię, co ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hamas released five more hostages today. They paraded them on stage before they were taken to the Red Cross. Here's the BBC's Sebastian Usher.
It's quite an elaborate ceremony, I think probably the most that we've seen so far in all these hostage handovers, perhaps because it's the last public one for the living hostages in this first phase.
And one more hostage is also expected to be freed shortly. President Trump's fired some of the nation's top military leaders, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us.
In a Truth Social post, President Trump wrote, "I want to thank General Charles C.Q. Brown for his over 40 years of service to our country," adding, "He is a fine gentleman and an outstanding leader."
Changes could be coming for the U.S. Postal Service. The president says he's considering having the Commerce Department take it over.
It'll be a form of a merger, but it'll remain the Postal Service.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, a little breezy, highs near 27. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 15. Mostly cloudy, mid-30s for Sunday. Some snow or freezing rain Sunday night with lows around 29. And a touch warmer on Monday, partly sunny, 42.
Currently, 13 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Southwood County YMCA has two locations to serve the surrounding communities, Wisconsin Rapids and Adams Friendship. Members can enjoy a full-size gym featuring three cross courts, five pickleball courts, a volleyball court, a six-lane lap pool, rock climbing facilities, basketball hoops, and so much more. The YMCA also offers a variety of educational family classes promoting health and wellness for everyone. To learn more, visit swcymca.org and listen to their segment on WFHR's Midday Magazine on the first Tuesday of every month at 4:30 p.m. A special thanks to Tri-City Services, which has been serving Wisconsin Rapids residents' refrigeration, heating, and air conditioning needs for nearly 80 years. They handle oil or gas furnaces, water heaters, and air conditioning systems. And be sure to ask about their indoor air quality package, which includes duct cleaning, a humidifier, and a UV light fixture that helps neutralize pollen, dust, and other pollutants. If you're in need of a professional quality HVAC contractor, call Tri-City, 715-423-5840, or visit calltricity.com. And don't forget to tune in for Southwood County YMCA on WFHR's Midday Magazine.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ugh, yeah, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Tim Hobbles, the polka guy, keeping you company here. You betcha. We got one more tune before we put the album away here from the Polish Kid. And it's the 18-pound kielbasa is the name of the tune.
Got up one day, drove to Tony's Market for the ride. I was feeling hungry, so I gave a look inside. There above the counter, resting right upon the shelf, a lovely 18-pound kielbasa, bought it for myself. Took it home and cooked it up, my, what a lovely sight. Sat myself down, dug right in, it was a tasty light. A long time has gone by since I had a Polish dish. Quite a tasty treat, it was my stomach's only wish. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. When you see an 18-pound kielbasa on the shelf,
leave it be, just buy a smaller one, don't stuff yourself. It might look nice to your eyes, but much to your surprise, an 18-pound kielbasa is too much, you'll realize. I have learned my lesson, I've got indigestion. Took some medicine that would help my relaxation. Something's wrong, I feel upset, an awful sensation. The kielbasa and pills don't mix, they cause a reaction. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa.
I like that tune. We're going to slow it down now a little bit here with Barbara and the Carousels. And this is from her On Parade album, and it's the Laddie's Waltz.
I'd wanna share. For all this life depends on you, and that you'll always care. Someday someone else's kiss may thrill me through and through, but in another lifetime, in another lifetime, in another lifetime, I'll still love you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, the time here at the polka party has gone by so quickly. About 5 minutes left in our program. Time to get maybe one and a half tunes or two tunes on. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in. Glad you're enjoying the music. And when you're out and about with our sponsors, make sure you tell them that you heard it right here on WFHR. That way we can keep the polkas going and the rest of the programming here. It's very important. So we're going to have Bobby Vinton play a tune here. That's Amore, and we'll follow it up with something else. Anyway, Have yourself a great weekend, everybody.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella.
Hearts will play, tippy-tay, tippy-tay, like a guitar and tella.
Lucky Bella.
When the stars make you drool, just like Pasta Fazool, that's amore. Cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Who's to me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? That's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hamas has freed five hostages today. The BBC's Sebastian Usher tells us they were all handed over to the Red Cross in two separate ceremonies in Gaza, where they were brought out on stages by masked armed fighters in front of hundreds of Palestinians.
We still expect in the coming week before phase one comes to an end for four more dead hostages to be released. And of course, today we are still waiting for 602 Palestinian prisoners to be released from Israeli jails.
The latest release went ahead after tensions mounted when Hamas initially handed over the wrong body for Sherib Bibas, an Israeli mom of two young boys abducted by militants. BBC reporter Mark Lowen tells us her remains were finally released late yesterday.
They can finally lay to rest Mrs. Bibas and her two little boys, Ariel, who was just 4 years old when he was seized on the